Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode.
Hey there, PeopleStack. I am Rob Allen, co-CEO of the PeopleStack, and where we help leadership and tech managers just like you achieve your career dreams and the life that goes along with it. Today, I'm going to talk about why integrity is the key to having the career of your dreams. Now, integrity is one of our first shifts that we talk about in our webinar, and it's the first shift for a very important reason. Integrity is key to making sure that you can be this, so you can do the things you want to do. I'm going to define integrity as your propensity to do what you say, to say what you mean, and if you change your mind, you let other people know in a fairly timely way so that everybody understands what's going on, what to expect from you. The reason that this is so absolutely critical is that tech is a small town, and honestly, naive as it sounds, we have a system based on trust. It's one of the reasons why Stack Overflow has its trust system the way it does. The work in, the work out of being in tech is me saying, I can do this thing. I'm going to do this thing for you, and I'm going to do it on this timeline. And then we trust that, and a bunch of other people run off and do other work that needs to coincide with what you're working on. Going steps beyond that, integrity also means that when you say you're going to work for this company and they expect that you're going to exclusively work for that company, unless you're a contractor, and then, you know, that's a slightly different ballgame. You trust that the organization is going to be there from one day to the next. You trust that they have your best interests at heart for the most part. That you trust that when you step up, they're going to step up with you. Some of that faith may or may not be misplaced, but that doesn't give you license to then go and break that trust yourself on purpose. And there's a few reasons why. Number one, I mentioned tech is a small town. People talk. People talk about each other. People talk about when they were hurt, when they were mishandled, to talk about when they weren't dealt with integrity. And they talk about that quite a bit. What's really critical there is that in order to move up in your organization, in order to get new challenges, in order to get new opportunities, in order to take on new risk, you need to show to the organization that, number one, they can put faith in you, and your team members need to understand they can put faith in you. The leadership you work directly for needs to understand they can put faith in you in order to give you those opportunities. And as you go about your life, as you go about your career, folks are going to take that memory of how you acted, of how you responded, of how you showed up. They're going to take that memory over to new organizations. And your reputation is now going to live on in them, in those new organizations that never heard of you before. And there are places where your stories are being told, and you have no voice and no say in that. And that's just the normal course of business. You do it yourself. When you're out there and about in the world and you're talking to your new coworkers or your current coworkers, and you tell them stories about so-and-so at my previous job who did this wild thing, or who you could always count on, or who you can never count on. And that's part of how the network effect works, to spread your story, to spread your reputation and build that reputation amongst not just peers located in a similar location, but peers in a similar niche within tech. If when you talk to product managers, you're not just talking to product managers that are within your geographic location, you're talking to product managers who talk to other product managers, who tell stories to other product managers about that time with that one person, with that with those people. And that's just normal. That's just real. That's just life. The same thing happens regardless. Those stories travel and permeate throughout. When you're looking for a new role, when you're looking for a new stretch role, when you're looking for a new company, it's your reputation, your integrity, that is going to be the driving force that is going to get you even looked at, much less considered for the final role. And you got to make sure that your integrity is unquestionable. Believe it or not, not only do we have a system based on trust, but we also have a system based on faith and intuition. How often have you heard someone tell you or say back that didn't feel like leadership material, didn't feel like the right person for the job, didn't feel like a good match for the team, didn't feel like they were going to be a great hire? That's the intuition of the people making those decisions coming to play. The words that they're using have an emotional tinge to them. They have an emotional component to them. They're going to now back that up with logic. They're going to back that up with additional, evidence that they may have found or imagined. Doesn't matter. Really, what they're talking about is a level of faith in you, in your ability to stretch into this new job, your ability to take on these new projects, this new stuff, whatever it is. And if they don't have that faith, you're not going to get the role. You're not going to get the opportunity. You're not going to be given the resources, the space, the trust, and the overall authority, autonomy, to do the things you know you want to do. Now, this may come as a shock or a surprise, or at least feel counterintuitive, especially if you're reading Machiavelli or Sun Tzu and thinking that's how you should be running your life, running your career. Yeah, this is going to run completely counter to that. But honestly, if those are the things that you're looking at to say, hey, this is how my career, my life should run, you're probably not listening to this podcast. So I don't need to worry too much there. For folks who approach life that way, though, who approach it like a game where it's winner take all, and or he who dies with the most toys wins, I got to tell you, that's not going to give you the network effect you need in order to have your career reach ridiculous heights. At most, you're going to reach local maxima, and it's never going to pan out the way you really, really want. Importantly, you rely on other people. You depend on other people. Software is a team sport, folks. When you get beyond what one person can write in their garage in a weekend, you suddenly need to start relying on other people. And in order to rely on other people, they need to have integrity. In order for them to have faith in you that you're going to operate well, they need to be absolutely crystal clear about your integrity. Without that, not much else can happen. And it's the same when you move into larger organizations. Your reputation, your integrity, all needs to be paramount. That needs to be leading the charge. It's almost more important. It's more important that you have integrity than you have the best knowledge about the best frameworks, about the best languages, or the best tool chains. Because with integrity, you can tell people what you don't know. And you can get the help you need to learn what it is that you require. Without that integrity, though, I'm going to give you exactly one chance to show me that when you say you know something, that you say you can do something, that you say you can deliver on something, and you don't, I'm not giving you another chance. And that's going to be true for a lot of the people that you work with, too. Maybe you get one more. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, do what you say, say what you mean, and when you change your mind, let people know why, so that they can follow what all is going on with you. And that is how you live a life of complete integrity. And if you don't say you're going to do something, or if you use different tools like lies of omission, or like being technically correct to the letter of what you said you would do, and you let that be enough, that's not going to be enough integrity to soar you and your career to the heights that you really, really want. You need those other people. That's going to be absolutely paramount and absolutely clear very quickly. And so lead with integrity. Do what you say. Say what you mean, and when you change your mind, let the relevant people know and know why. And when you can do that, there are great heights available to you. Now, in order to reach some of those great heights, you need to make the other three shifts, and we talk about those in the video on training.thepeoplestack.com. If you haven't seen that yet, go ahead and look, and if you haven't seen it in a while, go look again, because we replaced the whole thing not that long ago. And when you make those four shifts, huge, wonderful, powerful things become available to you for your career and your life. Because that's really what this is all about. Take that integrity into your life as well. When dealing with other people, do what you say, say what you mean. When you change your mind, let the relevant people know and why. And you're going to be able to go far. And if you want help turning that into operational, actionable things within your career specifically, get on the phone with my career strategists. They're waiting to have a powerful one-hour conversation with you that is going to absolutely change your life. And I say that with not lightly. It is going to change your life. Things people never considered to be possible, that were just fantasy, are now their reality. And it's only because they took that step. So take that step too. Go to thepeoplestack.com/book and book that 1 hour session with my career strategists. And they're going to talk about your career right now, what's working for you and what's not. And then they're going to talk about where you want to go. And then if we can help you get there with full integrity, we'll tell you and we'll show you how. And if we can't, we'll tell you that in full integrity and point you in the right direction for something that'll serve you better. So either way, you're going to get everything you need out of that call to take those next steps in your career. So go ahead, thepeoplestack.com/book. And take that hour now. Take that hour as soon as you can. My team is ready to help you serve with integrity to the career and the dreams that you have and you want to achieve. Talk to you soon.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.